You are their champion, their knight, if you will, and that is enough for me, and for the rest.
Another problem, said Pock slowly. I have no blade of my own. This one I carry on quest, as you heard, to test the identity of Leonia's king. I dare not use it for any other purpose.
Easily solved, grinned Marshal Seklus. A Grange of Gerd holds ample weaponry, I would think. Choose a sword from the armory that suits you. But if your quest forbids, I cannot insist.
Then I would be honored. Only you will have to tell me how the ceremony goes.
Like most such, but I forgot. Here then.
And he led her into the Grange Hall proper, and showed how it would be set up. Although somewhat smaller than the High Lord's Hall in Finpaneer, the Grange Hall was built to the same basic design. Tiers of seats rose on either side of a broad central aisle in which the trials would take place. Candidates would enter through a door at one end and prove themselves against at least two of the examiners.
Ordinarily, said Seklus, we know that each bout will be short, and we don't expect the examiners to have much trouble. It's like the ritual exchange, merely public proof that the candidates are able to face an armed opponent. Even so, some of them surprise us. Last year we had a lad that outfought two marshals and cost me a hard struggle before I got the winning touch. He's in marshal's training now, and he'll be a strong arm for Gerd in the future. But this time, we may have real trouble. Many of them wanted to be in this ceremony because of the prince's coronation this year, to say they were knighted in the same year. So we have 20 zealous and very capable candidates. Besides the honor alone, that's one reason I asked you. I've scraped up every marshal around, and the best of the senior knights, just in case. But we still have only 15 examiners. That's more than two bouts apiece, any way you look at it.
Seklus explained the details of scoring, and introduced Pox to some of the pointers, who would keep track of each bout. Then he took her to the armory, and left her to choose a sword from the racks. They were all of similar design, with Gerd's seal deeply graven in the pommel, and well-shaped hilts. They varied only in length and weight. When Pox had chosen two, Seklus told a yeoman marshal to put them aside for her that evening, then turned back to her.
Oh, by the way, unless your quest requires it, I would ask that you not wear that mail. For the trials, all wear the training armor, and all examiners are in the colors of their orders. You, of course, are entitled to Gerd's colors, and there are surcoats enough, as well as the bandas.
I see. Pox thought a moment. She could think of no reason why she should be the only participant in full mail, but was yet reluctant to leave it aside. I hesitate to question the custom.
And I the conditions of your quest.
The High Marshal cocked his head slightly.
Lady, you know best what evils you face. I would not have them come on you unawares, yet I think they will not brave the Grange Hall full of marshals and knights. The candidates...
What about the challengers? Asked Leith. Or is not that the custom here?
The High Marshal frowned.
Challengers? Oh, you mean outsiders? Well, I doubt there will be any...
What is that? Asked Pox.
It is the custom, he said, that anyone having a grievance against the court or any examiner can present a champion for a trial of arms at this knighting, but when any such is planned, it's usual for me to know ahead of time.
Would that bout be fought on the same terms?
No. As a full trial of arms. Do you suspect anything of that sort?
To be honest, Marshal Seklus, I don't know what I suspect, besides trouble. We have been attacked already by Akria's minions and several priests of Liart with their beasts. Until I